Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:13 Friday morning here at WWL. That means it is time for Mike Dettelier to break down the Saints-Giants matchup for us every Friday. As Mike Dettelier, with Mike Dettelier, rather, is Rouse's Market Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. How you doing, Mike Dettelier?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thank you, brother.
Let's look at the depth charts here. Let's break it down. When the Giants are on offense and the Saints are on defense, tell me how this is going to play out.
Well, with a young quarterback in Jackson Dart, one of the things you noticed last week when they played the Chargers, they ran a lot of the same plays that he ran at Ole Miss.
Mm.
Yeah, it's you almost could put copy on copy. And when he takes off running, most of the time it's right up the middle. Very mobile guy. He was a winner at Ole Miss. He figured out a way to win. Got a really good arm. Now, he'll be without his top catch person, certainly with Malik Nabers out for the season with a torn ACL. So to say he has a legitimate number one is not really the case. I think the one guy he's got some rapport with is number 18, Darius Slayton, the veteran guy, former Auburn wide receiver, and he likes to go to him. But I think they're going to try to run the football. It is something you take pressure off the young quarterback, and they've got a rookie there in Cam Scatabo, and a lot of people saw him last year. I saw him originally. He was at Sacramento State, and he transferred to Arizona State last year. He sort of carried Arizona State on his back late in the year, running and catching the football. They're not an explosive offense by any stretch. One of the things, maybe give him a couple different looks, try to confuse him on making a throw downfield. got a really good center and a left tackle. Everything else is a little shaky up front along the offensive line for them. I know they won last week against the Chargers, but even before that, they were real shaky up front. A lot of pressure coming from what would be the quarterback's right side. So, that's something to watch for. Can the Saints get some pressure on Dart? And if you get it, then you got to contain him, because one of the things he loved to do at Ole Miss, and we saw it last week against the Chargers, he ran the football 10 times, 9 of the 10 right up the middle. Mm. When he was at Ole Miss, it was something he did the exact same thing there. He liked to take off, and when he does, it's not to the edges, right up the middle.
So how do the Saints prevent him from doing that?
You play a little sugar rush with him. You know, you get up the field, but you don't give him an avenue to take off running. You know, your deal is, if you're going to beat me throwing it. But I'm not going to let you run the ball all over the place, because, you know, on third down and 8, and he gets 11 yards. Nothing drives a coach crazy or fans nuttier than that. That you've played well on first and second down, and you give up that third down conversion play. Get him off the field and get an opportunity there. Again, he's only had one start, so you understand. Maybe a little bit of confusion there. Not everybody's Jaden Daniels, okay? Most of those guys go through that maturation period in the pros, where, you know, because you got some of them, well, if you can play in college, you can play in the pros. That's for a handful of guys. That's not for everybody. There is a growth period there. especially at the most critical position on the field. And, boy, before last week, Brian Daboll, a head coach there, he was taking some major heat in New York. That's nothing like losing and in the Big Apple.
Jameis Winston, he's got a pretty good gig in New York, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's in the media mecca, and he doesn't have to play.
No, he's making a decent salary.
You know, Russell Wilson, you know, was the starter there, and I think we all knew eventually. It was kind of like the situation here with New Orleans. You know, eventually Tyler Shuck's going to get the baton.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the guy, and you sort of know when the season started for Russell, the veteran, that he wasn't going to have a long leash as far as being the starter there before they went to Jackson Dart. And so Jameis is the number three guy on the list, and we'll see what happens with him. But one thing with Jameis, he's become quite the personality.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And, man, you in New York where you can kind of cash in on that.
I just saw his name on a roster, and I'm thinking, you know what? All in all, it could be worse than it is for Jameis Winston.
Well, Bobby always says that, Mike, just extend a career.
Absolutely.
You know how much money you make as a backup quarterback in this league? You don't have to be a starter, and you don't get beat up.
And he's got Russell Wilson between him and a starter.
Yeah. So. And so, hey, that's even better on that particular part. Where the Giants really have talent, though, Tommy, and you got to exploit some of it, but where they got talent is on defense.
All right, let me pick that up on the other side of the break. But I got to ask you first, we talked Monday about the Saints and some guys freelancing on defense. If you got a quarterback take off up the middle, you don't want anybody freelancing on defense. You got to play disciplined.
You got to play real smart up front and not kind of draw out your lanes. Because that's the one thing, Dart, when you're going to see him, he's a very athletic guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's not afraid to take off running with the football. Again, though, when he runs, most of the time he does not break trend and want to kick things to the outside. He wants to run it right up the middle. So make sure that your middle guys understand, don't get out of that containment and give him an opportunity to take off running. My thing is, you know what? You're not going to beat me running the football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My thing is to stop the run and say, hey, rookie, if you're going to beat me throwing it.
And on the other side of it, the Giants coach, he's not looking at this point, I don't think, Brian Daboll is looking to develop Jackson Dart as a drop-back passer or take your time, develop. He needs to win now, so it's like if you want to run, run. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Bradshaw, he got a great comment about it. He said, man, I was a runner when I first hit the NFL. Who developed you into a pocket quarterback? He said, I got hit. That's
and
what
that developed him,
into
yes.
Into a pocket quarterback real fast.
So I don't think Brian Dable's saying, well, just sit back. You know, it's okay if you take this. He's saying, no, you do whatever you got to do to pick up the first down. We'll pick it up when we come back with Mike Dettelier, 821 Traffic Now, WWL. Friday morning, 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Mike Dettelier every Friday morning with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Got the depth charts open. We've already talked about the Giants' offense and Jackson Dart, who's prone to run up the middle. And Mike says, you know, you could beat me with your arm, not with your legs. That's what the Saints have to do on defense and play discipline. Let's talk about when the Giants are on defense and the Saints have the ball, Mike.
They got some talent, man. that it hasn't all come together, and they've been run on. That's what was perplexing last week. The Chargers with Jim Harbaugh only ran the football 13 times on mm-hmm. them. What? Okay, if you're giving up over 150 yards a game rushing, why wouldn't you just sort of tag them and try to run the ball? I don't get that. But, again, sometimes you got game plans that don't really work. They threw the football 41 times. That didn't jive.
Seemed like a good idea at the time, huh?
Yeah, man. But it all starts with 97 up front. You can't miss him. He's 6 foot three and a half, 345. At least that's what he claims. I think he's bigger than that. But that's Dexter Lawrence, mm-hmm. a former first-round pick from Clemson. He's one of the best interior guys in the game. He got his first interception last week. You saw a lot of guys trying to kind of get out of his way like an Ole move, you know, mm-hmm. until finally somebody kind of undercut his legs and dropped him. But, man, he can cause you a lot of havoc. So get a hat and a hat on him, because he is a guy that's really disruptive, and he's the nose tackle. So you know where he's going to be, him and Eric McCoy. That'll be a matchup to watch in this game. And then they've used first-round pick after first-round pick after first-round pick on the edge guys. Brian Burns, who they acquired in a trade from Carolina, former first-round pick there, is their best pass rusher. Mm-hmm. They got Kayvon Thibodeau, mm-hmm. who was a former first-round pick a couple years back from Oregon. And then this year, Abdul Carter, former first-round pick from Penn State. So how you slow down those edge guys? I'll run the football. I'll run it right at them and say, okay, you want to just tee off and rush the quarterback? Well, you're going to stop the run first. But, man, they got some talent up front along that defensive line. It has not all come together for them, though, as a unit, and you're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Do what you did last week. Run the ball. Mm-hmm. Buffalo didn't like it. They couldn't just have their guys just tee off and get after the quarterback until late in the game when they had, 12-point lead or whatever. That's when they're dangerous. Run the football. Run it at them. But take care of 97 first, mm-hmm. because he's the guy that can blow up a lot of plays right in the middle and in the secondary. They've spent a lot of free agent money and early picks. Paulson Adebo, who was formerly here with the Saints, as a starting cornerback. They spent a lot of money in the offseason to get Javon Holland, a free safety from Miami. Second-round pick in Tyler Newbin, a strong safety. A lot of people might remember this if you're an LSU fan, but their other starting corner is Cordell Flott, who was a starting cornerback at LSU. But in that unit, Tommy, they've played pretty well on the back end. They really have. So my thing is try to break them down running the football, and then eventually what will happen? That safety's got to cheat up to try to help out and run support, go over the top with him.
Mike, Blake Groupie, what the hell's going on with him?
Well, at least he didn't miss one last week.
No, he missed a kickoff.
So, you know, Tommy, it's almost like explaining about how you watch professional golfers and they get streaky. Mm. You know, they play a couple tournaments, man, they look so good, and then they come in 48th, 52nd, their short game leaves them, their long game's not there. It is so much between the ears, so much of that in the confidence, how you're striking the football. This is where, for most kickers, they never stay in the same place very long. It's you sort of live a vagabond life. And for Groupie, I think he got into that groove early in the season where he was so good, you know, in training camp and everything, and then he would miss it.
And every now and then you find a Tiger Woods and a Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, every once in a while there's one of them like that. But, Blake Groupie to me is a good kicker. But for whatever reason, between the ears, he lost it for a while.
Man, I saw this kickoff last night. I know we got to go to the news, but now they got him kicking like a spiral kickoff to try to get it to land in the landing zone and bounce all funny and everything else. It's becoming an art is what it's becoming. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. You think the Saints win?
Yes, I do.
All right. I hope we're talking about it on Monday. Thank you, sir. Mike Dettelier. We'll take a break. Come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.